I've always been interested in aviation, and I was interested in airplanes since I was really little, and I started to read about the Battle of Britain and World War II. And then I learned that Sitka had a history, and my dad, who arrived here in 1980, got to drive across the runway to go see the causeway, the World War II causeway. And everybody in Sitka talks about the underground hospital out there, or used to, which as a young kid sounded like an underground skyscraper that you could wander through these mazes of passageways. And it turned out not to be that far from the truth, really. It wasn't a hospital, it was a gun battery. But being able to bike around on Japonsky Island and find pillboxes in the woods and trenches that are still there really spiked the imagination. There's a Navy document online that lists the bases in Alaska, and Port Althorp was there, so I looked it up on Google Earth to see where it was, and didn't really know much about it until this summer. I got a phone call from Barth Hamburg, who's the trails architect for the Sitka Ranger District, and recently the Forest Service built a trail to a gun that remains on George Island, which is just 2 or 3 miles from Elfin Cove.
Well, the first time I ever went there was probably about 10 years ago, and it was basically just a game trail that kind of led partially on the old road. The Navy, they actually had to build a real road because this gun is quite big. It's a 6-inch gun. It's basically, we called it a cannon until Matt corrected us on the proper nomenclature for it.
We're talking a 18-ton, so what is that, 36,000-pound steel gun that was hauled about half mile over typical southeast terrain, rocky island. Started on one end of the island, of course, that was sheltered to get to the other end.
Just the natural environment on George Island itself is fantastic because it's like one of those places that you see along the outside coast where it looks like not very long ago the ocean was just washing over the island. And so the rock is very close to the surface, soil's very thin. There's a lot of sea stacks on the, especially on the exposed side. It's right on the edge of Cross Sound. So when the ocean's rough, there's huge waves to come in and break directly onto George Island. And so it's a very high energy beach right there. And where the gun is located, there's a bedrock shelf that probably goes out 500 feet that only 20-foot high waves probably would break over the top of. It gets all the flow from icy straits, comes out through the Inian Islands and flushes by George Island, so it's tremendously rich marine waters, and there's always whales out in front. There's a lot of sea lions, the salmon that are all going up into icy straits pass right through that area. So the biology there is really rich. The scenery is really rich just from the quality of these really neat sea stacks, these columns of rock that stick straight up out of the beach. And the trail at one point goes along a cliff that drops off a couple hundred feet right into the water. And then, of course, when you get to the gun is intact, which is a really neat thing. All the other guns that I'm aware of in Southeast, they either cut the barrels off or they pushed them into the ocean.
It didn't go so well. They fired it a few times after they got it emplaced in 1942, and then they covered it up with a tarp, and the base didn't have a lot of extra people to go to George Island. Life on the island was difficult. They had Quonset huts, very little water supply, none in the winter because it would freeze. But in order to fire the gun, they ended up bringing people from Port Althorp along with the gunnery officer, who was a an ensign as an acting gunnery officer, and they set up the target and they went through the whole drill. They took an entire day before with a bunch of guys doing everything from painting the deck where people would stand when they fired it to oiling the springs that go inside the tubes, and it was quite an impressive amount of effort. On the fourth shot, the gun mount itself, this brass mount under it, broke. It sheared with a crack, and the gun jumped back a few inches, and the stand where a man could stand on top of came down on a guy's foot and broke his great toe. It was out of commission, I believe, for the rest of the war.
I mean, just to see the thing, if you think at all about how did it possibly get there, you have to understand that it was a difficult thing to do. But I think, you know, we've talked about installing interpretation on the island, and especially now since we have the information that Matt's got, and sounds like there's even potential for more information up there where we might actually be able to find full site plans of how the whole development was put together. And that would be really a interesting part. We could show what it's like now and what it was like then.
The base dwindled. They ended up shipping men back to Sitka, and the men just started locking up, and they ended up leaving two men there in a matter of about a week. Everyone was gone.
So this gun is still entirely in one piece. It's kind of tilted down a little bit, but if you tilted the gun back up to its normal position, it would be pointed right at the Cape Spencer Lighthouse, which you can see from there. So you're looking directly across on a nice day. Mount Fairweather is right there, all across Sound, Cape Spencer, and it's a beautiful spot.